Local officials in the Afghan border town Spin Baldock say a suicide bomber drove a motorcycle into a crowd of people watching a late afternoon wrestling match. The blast came just hours after a suicide attack in the southern city of Kandahar killed 4 people and injured 16. The bomber targeted an Afghan military convoy in the provincial capital, considered a stronghold for Taliban insurgents. Speaking to reporters Monday, Afghan President Hamid Karzai said the increased use of suicide tactics underscores just how desperate Taliban militants have become.
It's not an insurgency. It's terrorism. But this would not deter anybody, neither the international community nor Afghanistan, from continuing its fight against terrorism.
He said militants have been recruiting drug addicts for suicide missions. The attacks are a relatively recent phenomenon in Afghanistan. Security experts say it appears local insurgents are importing tactics used by militants in Iraq. There have been nearly 24 suicide bomb attacks in the last 4 months. Monday, President Karzai urged Western nations to maintain their commitment to Afghanistan's anti-terror operations.
If you don't defend yourself here, you will have to defend yourself back home, in European capitals and in American capitals. This is a fight for all, for you and for us.
The Dutch parliament is debating plans to send more than 1,000 fresh troops to the region, a key component of NATO's new security plans for southern Afghanistan. Dutch politicians have voiced growing concerns over security threats from Taliban insurgents. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.